and put my stocking foot down on the floor, and I put it right on one of those rascals, and he whanged me right under the eye.
And I'm telling you, when you get them, you know you're stung.
Oh, I was out of business.
Oh, boy. Well, that's what we call a stinging scorpion. Now, there's a scorpion. There's a lot of those things around, too. But if they ever sting you, you know about it. I've been stung by them, and my wife has been stung by them here. And they're kind of a nuisance. Well, I haven't seen any lately, but then they're bad.
What do you do for them when they
start? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can take, if you use tobacco chewer, you can take about a half a chew tobacco and put right on that, and it'll ease it more than anything else.
Oh.
They'll draw that out.
I used ice. That'll work.
Well, that'll work, but if you ever get stung with a wasp, if you can catch some fella chewing tobacco, just get a little piece of tobacco and put on that. Uh-huh. It'll draw that out quicker than anything I know of.
Huh.
Anything. I don't care what. I'll leave my cigar with it. That gets just too much for me. I like to smoke a while and then just quit.
Uh-huh. You ever have any trouble with your well, trees, plugging it up or anything?
You mean my well?
Yeah. Maybe you had trouble with dug wells with those.
Well, I'll tell you what happens with a dug well if they don't either cement it up or wall it up. They used to dig wells, you know, and they'd get down to the solid rock. Then they'd start in then and wall it up with rock, clear up to the top, you know. Then you don't usually have any trouble. It usually takes care of itself then from now on. And these here drill wells here, sometimes a rock, you know, will get loose and fall in the hole and stop that up. That gives trouble sometimes.
Uh-huh.
We have, though, in this country, there's a kind of a strange thing here. You can get down in the ground here about, I'll say where I live here, around 70 feet, and then go on down to 100 feet and you get a nice well of water. But you can go on down then. We learned that just the last few years. We had out here at our school, we was going to modernize. We've got a big school out there, about 400 or 500 children right out here at this little concord. And we go on, they decided this year, last year we didn't have it modernized. And it seemed we were going to have to do something, you know, out of a lot of children.
Mm-hmm.
But to modernize a school, you've got to have water.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there was, we had a lot of wing schools that come in, you know, wing schools. And they got a man out of each district to help these other old boys here. There was five on this board, and there was about 10 or 12 men on the board then. And they made up their mind they'd drill a well, and they did drill one down about 110 or 15 feet and got a nice well of water, but not enough to take care of a school. That takes lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we moved over about 100 yards and drilled another one. Same distance, got the same amount of water. Well, the board got together and voted to go 500 feet. They went down 385 feet and just struck an ocean.
Huh.
Just built them a nice little house and got one of the very latest pumps. One of these kind goes down in the bottom, you know, and had just no end of the water. Just the finest thing. We was kind of stranded, didn't know what we was going to do. You know, you got to have water.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a town. They've got to have water. You take a town without water, it's just a nuisance, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Siloam, you was down there this morning. They've got water from a lake over there now.
A lake, too?
Yeah, a lake of water over there, Lake Francis.
Uh-huh.
And there's a big dam across the Illinois River. That's where they get their water. One of these days, and it ain't very long off, Siloam is going to be a powerful little town because they're getting new industries there all the time.
I would imagine.
That's right. They're getting new something new there every little bit. Some kind of a factory. Well, the more factories and things you get, you know, the better the town will be. Well, you can't have a town unless you got water.
Yeah.
That's right. You're just sure right. That's where Tulsa is shining. I'll tell you, there ain't no telling how big Tulsa is going to get.